The Spark to Me is a celebration of the interesting corners of people's lives. But let's get real here. I've got 2 minutes and 30 seconds of today's show left to fill. So, as the little red hen once said, no worries. I'll fill it myself with a story of an interesting corner of someone's life from my Charlottesville days when I used to do a lot of plays at UVA's Culber Theater. My friend Bill McGee once wrote a novel based on the television series Columbo. Don't ask me how he got commissioned to do the job, but after he had it, the book's publisher-to-be hauled him and a friend up to New York City, sequestered them in a hotel room, and made them watch every Columbo episode that had ever been made. A short time later, Bill McGee became a Tibetan Buddhist and began a serious study of the Tibetan language among the university's thriving and scholarly Tibetan Buddhist community. One night, I was in the Culber Theater green room waiting to go into rehearsal, and in walks Bill McGee, carrying a large Domino's pizza and a six-pack of Cokes. Behind him came a half-dozen Buddhist monks with shaved heads and saffron robes. They were, it seems, members of a Buddhist band. Each monk could make two tones in his throat at the same time, while simultaneously banging away on a big drum or a cymbal. The band was touring the country and had just appeared in New York City with the Grateful Dead. The six monks and Bill McGee sat around, chatting away in Tibetan, in the Culber Theater Green Room in Charlottesville, Virginia. That Bill McGee, I remember thinking. He's always up to something.
Chugging, got my chips cashed in. Keep chugging, like the doodah man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep chugging, oh, 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 oh. Chugging.